latest in Christian music news, it's time for the TCM update with Cam Want.
The low-budget Christian film, I Can Only Imagine, has pulled off a David and Goliath moment with a surprising box office performance this week in Australia and the US. Bill Biddle, the general manager of Crossroad Distributors, says he can hardly believe it.
It's gone really well. The audiences are loving it. They're coming out and supporting the film. So I think we're going to be about number 11 in Australia this week, which is a really great position to be in for a faith-based film.
Biddle says the success of the film, which tells the true story behind the Mercy Me song, I Can Only Imagine, has surprised the entire industry.
There's a certain amount of cynicism around faith-based films. A film like I Can Only Imagine is winning people over. A lot of people I've spoken to who don't really back faith-based films in the past have seen it and have fallen in love with it. It ticks all their boxes, and yeah, it's been fantastic to see this reaction from those people.
Bill says the film has a unique quality that goes way beyond the song that gave it birth.
To me, the song came second to the story of redemption and reconciliation. Heaps of people know the song, but if you don't know the song, like, it's still such a powerful movie without knowing that stuff. The song is powerful, the story behind the song is even more powerful.
He says the number of people who have seen the movie in its first week in Australia has been really encouraging.
I don't have the exact numbers in front of me, but it's got to be somewhere in the range of 25 to 26,000 people now.
Biddle says that, like the Mercy Me song, the film has been a surprise hit in the US.
In the US, I Can Only Imagine it's the number 3 movie in that country, which is just incredible. Above it is Black Panther and Tomb Raider. I actually saw a post on movietickets.com in the US. I Can Only Imagine is the number 1 trending ticket still in the US.
Bill says the film is continuing its run in cinemas across Australia this week.
We're in every location that we were for the first week still, and you'll just see different screening times. So some locations that did really, really well will actually getting more screenings. And some other locations that didn't do so well will have less, but we're still in every location that we started in.
The song that sparked the movie, I Can Only Imagine, has become the most successful Christian single in history, selling more than 2.5 million copies. Here in Australia, the original version of the song charted on TCM for a massive 62 weeks, securing a place in the top 100 end-of-year charts for 4 consecutive years from 2001. Bart Millard, who wrote the song, says that back in the day when his record label heard the success I Can Only Imagine was having in Australia, with the song securing airplay on Christian radio alongside mainstream hits, it gave the company the confidence to promote it strongly to mainstream radio in the US.
We started hearing about, hey, it's doing well in Australia and New Zealand, and then they would say, but you don't understand, it's getting played side by side with this song and this song, and I was like, whoa, really? And then it was about that time to where it started popping up on mainstream radio here. And I'll always say that when we started seeing success in Australia, I think that gave the label confidence enough to see what would happen here if they kind of pushed it a little more. And I'm glad they did.
The 2018 version of the song has gone top 10 on the TCM chart. Let's see where it lands in the end of year chart. Can they make it 5 years? Well, that's all for this week. I'm Cam with the TCM update.